Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Mad Dog Ingersman, Joe Cocker, to bring us back the late, great Joe Cocker. Baby wrote me there. That's a cover of B.W. Stevens. Is that who did Box Office? I thought Box Office. Welcome back, 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. Yes, I am a frustrated DJ from way back, from a long time. I'm glad you're here. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and the one and only. There's nothing else like it out there. And my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, the one for my book. The Age of the Customer is ageofthecustomer.com, and the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, is thethirdingredient.com. That's with the number three. And that book has won 5 international awards since it came out. We're very happy about that, and we're very proud of that. So I hope you'll check that out. And, of course, the quickest way to get it is on Amazon. We're working on our website. We're going to have it's a fairly new book, so we're still working on getting the website's there, but the e-commerce part of that is we're still working on that. So, you know, I was talking in the previous segment about the crisis, the absolute crisis that we're going to have, that we're having right now, I should say, with qualified people to work. 6 million jobs. And let me tell you something, folks. That number, if you remember, 3 or 4 years ago, I was reporting that number was as much as 4 million. It's going up. The number of qualified of jobs that are available, of course, with the economy, that's natural, right? But I've forgotten what the percentage is. I don't remember the percentage, but many, many, many small business owners are reporting that they want to grow. They have the opportunity. The economy is there. The customers are there for them to grow. And they could grow if they had enough people to do the work. And they don't have the people to do the work. And so, you know, this one thing this is proving that everything can't be answered. Every task can't be answered with a piece of technology. There still needs to be human beings involved. And we're seeing this more and more when the more factories are being automated. The overall jobs may be dropping, but it's changing the jobs that are required. The jobs that the robots, for example, are taking over are not being. Or those people are losing their jobs, but there are other jobs in the companies that are growing. And so what we have now is a shift in. The types of work that's needed. And this is where we've got a problem. We're going to have a problem for a long time, I'm afraid, because we're not addressing as a nation. We're not really, there's no national plan. There's no national curriculum. There are people who are paying attention to this, a lot smarter than me, but there's no national emphasis on this, on converting from into a 21st century workplace. We're still so much of our education process, so much of our society, so much of our the job situation, the workplace, is still mired in a 20th century thought process and 20th century paradigms, 20th century expectations. And we're well into the 21st century. We're 1/5 into the 21st century. And I do believe if you look around, you'll see what I'm talking about. All of the things that people are doing today that they were doing in 1990, the things they're doing the same way, and including, and again, look around you. Look at the government. Look at the education. We've got to realize, we've got to find out, and it doesn't have to be this hard. In 2018, we could have already been focusing on this at the government level, at the state, local, and federal government levels. We could have been focusing on this from the standpoint of funding education, funding training, There are plenty of smart people out there who could have seen the fact that in a factory, this job is going away, but it's going to create another job over there. Why don't we get those people trained to move over there? But we haven't done that. Now, sometimes the companies have done this. And now they're doing it out of survival, for survival mode, because they just can't find anybody to go over there. But we're in the middle of a transition, and it's really been going on now all this century. I mentioned in the earlier segment about the jobless recovery in 2003. This has been going on now for a long time. And this is something that needs to be addressed. And so we're all going to have to get involved. One of the things that the small business owners are doing to get involved is many times they're creating training programs. They're bringing in brand new people, green as gourds, as my grandmother used to say. Bring in brand new green people, never done, don't know anything, and train them from the ground up. And that's happened. A lot of technical companies are doing that. HVAC companies and other types of companies. So this isn't going away, folks. We've got to have, our country has, we've got to have a form, some kind of a strategy that creates jobs for the 21st century, creates workers, I should say, to be ready to take the 21st century jobs. Right now, we're still, here it is 2018, and we're still not really doing a good job of that. And if you don't believe me, look at the 6 million jobs that are going wanting. You don't have to take my word for it. 29 after, I'm Jim Blassing. And you know some good old boys
are ready to ride. Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.